I want you to turn to James chapter 5, and I also want you to turn to Luke chapter 13 for a moment. On Wednesday, we have an awesome Wednesday night service here. I said we have an awesome Wednesday night service here. I want you to see something from Luke chapter 13, but hold your finger in James chapter 5. These messages are online, and I want to encourage you to get an opportunity to listen to them. Luke chapter 13, I want to start at verse 10 for a moment. Tell me when you got it. It says this in Luke 13, 10, and he was teaching, that's Jesus, teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Notice Jesus went to church. Are you hearing me? Coming to the fellowship, the house of God, is better than staying home reading a good book or watching TV. Look at verse 11. And behold, there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and it bowed herself down, and she could no wise lift herself up. Notice the woman was infirm for 18 years, but where was she? She was in church, amen? Don't let your ailment keep you from coming to the house of God. Your ailment, your situation is real, but this woman still came to God's house. Can I get an amen? Amen. How many knows that God's able to minister? Look at verse 12. And when Jesus saw her, where did he see her? He saw her in God's house. He called to her and said, "Woman, be loosed from your infirmities." I really believe that Jesus sees what goes on in his house. I also believe this, that Jesus is able to meet the needs far beyond our expectation. Nowhere in Scripture does it say that this woman asked for healing. No place in Scripture does it say she begged for Jesus to do something. She came to service, he saw her, and he responded. Tonight we're going to be laying hands on the sick and praying for individuals. I am not the healer. I'm just being obedient to what God wants to do. Are you with me? My faith is my faith. Your faith is your faith, but your faith works. I want you to come with an expectation that God's going to touch, that he's going to minister. Are you with me? Notice Jesus saw her. Somehow he was tipped off. Somehow he knew. Maybe it was a word of knowledge. I don't know. But he knew that 18 years she's been like this. It doesn't give any narrative there. But when he saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, be what?" Notice he speaks to the problem. God will always address the need. When you come for prayer and you know what your situation is, speak that. I need healing here. I need a touch here. Are you with me? For her infirmity, it was pretty obvious. One translation says this, her infirmity caused even to the place where there was convulsions in her muscles. 18 years she's like this. Notice Jesus saw, he always moves with compassion. I want this church, members in particular, to be so moved with compassion, you want it worse for them than what you got. The house should be packed tonight because there's a lot of people who need a touch. Say amen. How many of those, that should be a reality. Now what you do in this, that's your business. But there's an opportunity to meet with God. We need to speak to the problem like we speak to the mountain. Look at verse 13. And when he laid his hands on her, immediately she was made straight. And what did she do? She glorified God. Can God do that? Tonight I'm believing for instant miracles. I am. Listen, I can't guarantee your healing. Only he can. But I want us to be obedient in the process. I don't want to have to deal with this. And here's the second thing. I don't want us to have to live with the situation. Well, that's just the way it is. I want that to change. Amen? Now, I preached this a couple weeks ago. Would you think if somebody has passed away, they're dead, would be the hardest thing to do in bringing them back? Yes or no? They're no longer breathing, no bodily functions, brain waves have stopped, heart is gone. It's like you're gone. To me, when I look at Scripture, if he can raise the dead, he can surely meet my needs. Are you with me? He can restart the clock and make it all work and make it plumb and make the brain work and all this work. How many knows Jesus is able? I want us to have that expectation that God is greater than our situation. Some of you have been waiting for a while for your manifestation. This woman waited 18 years. But notice it didn't keep her from coming to God's house. Are you hearing the word? Listen to me, you can boo-hoo and squabble all you want at home, but listen to me, you don't have to do that. You're in a body. You're in a body. Every joint supplies. You don't have to bear this alone. Say amen. The next thing is, don't be discouraged. Discouragement, listen to me, works on your faith. Now, I'm not pointing out any particular person. I am speaking by the Holy Ghost here. Discouragement is something the enemy tries to throw in. Because if you read the next few verses, the priest of that day said, you know what, Jesus, he spoke in a loud word. Didn't address Jesus himself, but spoke it real loud. There's 6 days on which you should be healed. Why are you healing on the Sabbath? It wasn't directed so much to Jesus, but he spoke loud enough that the congregation all heard, and so did he. But then he addressed the situation. Which one of you having an animal that got stuck in the ditch or needed some food, would you not feed him on the Sabbath? How many of you have a dog or cat or a pet, you'd feed your dog on a holy day? Yes or no? Then he says, how much more this woman being a daughter of Abraham? You say Abraham's your father. You make great sport of that. That truly means that, listen, this lady here is a daughter of Abraham. That makes it your sister. So you don't want this for your own sister to be healed on this day? When God begins to do some, instantly criticism will always arise. We have to be cautious ourselves that we don't become critical in the midst of that. I'm here hearing a word. This happened in the service, and Jesus addressed it. He says, then all those were there were put to shame, and the people rejoiced and gave glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, as a church, we have to watch offense. How many knows mentally we can get so locked into a situation? Yes or no? A few weeks back, I preached on, listen, they brought a demoniac child to Jesus, and he came down from the mountain and says, how long do I have to be with you? My power does work through you. Oh, ye of little faith, bring him unto me. How many know sometimes we just got to step out? You're not the healer either, but God can flow through you. I need people with compassion to touch and pray for other people. There is authority. There's two styles. There's one that God gives direct authority, and then there's delegated authority. And God's delegated authority, I know he wants to meet with us tonight. It's not that he's not here now. It's not that he can't touch now. That's irrelevant. Listen, we have to be obedient as a body. Amen? I like what Kathy Wilker said at the prayer meeting on Wednesday morning. She said, you know, I saw that when we come together, it was like a cell. And if the cell next to it needed a touch, that cell could change that cell. Say amen. Amen. How many of us could heal that cell? How many of us, that's what the body can do? We want our bodies to heal, true? Yes. Come on. Truly, death is a breaking down of cells. I want us to have a good journey. We all matter. Amen? Look, push through. 18 years, this lady was bent over with serious issues. But she came for the teaching. Hello? She was faithful in God's house. And she walked out different. Some of you have been dealing with situations for a while. Here's what I know. When that changes, all you have is a memory of it. But the pain is gone. How many of us, that makes all the difference in the world? Have an expectation today. Listen, spend some time in prayer. When we pray for you, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, I want you to pray in the Spirit as we're praying for you. Add to that faith, amen? Things will be done decently in order tonight, but we'll be covering needs and areas. Praise the Lord. Now turn to James chapter 5. All that was a bonus. James chapter 5. In praying for healing, James 5, I want to start with verse 13. It says, if there's any sick or anyone suffering, let him pray. If he's cheerful, let him sing songs. If he's sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Look at verse 15. And the prayer of what? How many knows there's more than just this? Oh, Lord, bless them. Amen. Come on, how much faith are you adding to that place? Or this, oh, Lord, if it's your will and you got time, maybe you'll get around to it. Touch Ron. Amen. How many knows we need to add a little faith to that? That means we're speaking words of faith in that situation. We're speaking his word in that situation. And believe me, if you get just one word working on it, one word of the Lord is enough to handle it. Verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and who will raise him up? How many knows the Lord is the one who raises him up? Listen, we have the same confession of faith. We speak those things. If he's committed sins, they'll be forgiven. I've seen in healing services like this, people just confess their sins. God, forgive me, because the Holy Spirit moves in. Maybe today, this afternoon, when everything winds down, why don't you spend a little moment in prayer, maybe an hour or two in prayer before you come to service. Be filled already when you come. How many of us, that's preparation. That's preparation. When Jesus said, this kind comes not out but by fasting and prayer, he's being right. We'll be fasted and prayed up. You can do that. It says this, the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. If he's committed sins, they'll be forgiven. Look at verse 16. Confess your trespasses one for another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man has a lot of power or avails much. When I look at this passage, I see three kinds of praying this morning. If you're taking notes, number one, look at verse 13. That we pray for ourselves. If anyone's suffering, let him pray. You should pray for yourself. Amen? How many knows that you know what you need? Well, I don't know how I can pray for myself. You can pray for yourself. Lord, a touch in my body. Amen? Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, work this out. You need to pray for you. Because you know you better than anybody knows you. True? How many of us that when you have boldness, you can step through a whole lot of things? Tonight I want you to pray for boldness. It's like that you know that you know. When Jesus met a need, you ever notice he always faced it with like, he wasn't worried about it? Now for me, I'm still growing through this. I'm being honest. Sometimes it's like I have faith to see this done, boom, done. But this, Lord, help me. Well, maybe you're all perfect there. When Jesus saw this woman, picture this in the congregation. She is bent over and she can't get up. And for 18 years, she's been coming faithful to church like this. How many of those, to see the miracle for her is like pretty obvious. But a little cough or a hangnail or a headache, sometimes it's hard to see that. Sometimes it's like, well, Lord, touch that. Amen. But what if it's something it seems like in the natural, so huge? That's why we need to block that out. Say, you know what? God's greater. He's able to do that too. Amen? But when Jesus faced the situation, he always had boldness. It's changing. Boom. Amen? And he was so patient with it that if he saw something demonic going on, he'd ask a question. How long has he been like that? Notice he didn't freak out and go run to the corner. Oh, they've been long. This, come out. The same faith. Come out. Be whole. Be changed. Notice he spoke to this situation. For her, woman, be loosed from your infirmities. And immediately she shot up. Now, I don't know what it would take for all your muscles to change in an instant. For blood to flow. Notice that she got up and she praised the Lord. How many want to see that happen? Can God still do that today? Then we believe that we get our life right that instant. Why not the rest? Lord, teach me. Second area here. If you're sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Listen, we have elders in this church that love the Lord. We have leadership is there. We have anointing oil. I mean, as we're taking biblical steps. If you take biblical steps, you get biblical results. Notice it doesn't say if you're not sick. How many knows that that's a wrong confession too? If you're sick, it's honest to me, I'm sick. I've heard people say, don't say you're sick, don't say you're sick, don't say you're sick. That isn't biblical. No, it's okay to say, I am sick, but Jesus is my healer. Amen? Don't deny reality. That's foolishness. I came up in that area. I saw if you spoke something like that, you were wrong and you added more to it. No, that's not true. It says, if you're sick, call. Then I've learned that, hey, this is my reality, but God changes that reality. Let him call, and then we'll anoint. So what you're doing is you're taking your faith because you've already prayed, and now you're bringing that to the house of God for others to agree with you in prayer. They're strengthening your faith. They're speaking the same words of faith. Now, I wouldn't want Jeff to come pray with me like this. Lord, if it's your will and you get around to it, touch the pastor, amen. But give him great grace during this time as he's suffering with great pain. Lord, may he only suffer 6 out of the 7 days, amen. Oh, come on. What if Jesus did that? What if he said, you know what, I love to meet your needs, but man, I don't have that much power. How much power does God have? How much? Can he spin the earth on nothing? On his spoken word, then how much more does he want to meet the needs of his people? I'm only setting the environment for God to move. Is everybody with me on this? We have to walk in it. I need your faith in this too, that the Lord can use you. Now, if I wanted something, shouldn't I have an expectation for it? How many here can battle in your mind back and forth? I know he heals, but I don't know if he can heal it. I know he heals, but I don't know if he's going to do it. I know he heals, I know he can do it. I don't feel any different right now. How many of us, we can do that battle zone? I want to push past that battle zone and say, you know what? No, God said it. I believe it. I'm walking in it. Teach me, Lord. Amen? Is this good this morning? Look at verse 16. The third way we need to pray for each other. In James 5:16, confess your transgressions one to another and pray for one another. So you can pray for you, you can call for the elders to pray for you, and you can pray for one another. We need that, church. How many of us, that's a triple prayer? We need a triple prayer going on in these situations. You're praying, and we're praying for one another. I've learned this, that God can give you a word of knowledge. You sit next to somebody, boom, God can speak it to them. Amen? Maybe their faith's a little weak, but man, God can do that. Maybe God set you free from something or did a miracle in a certain area for you. Let the Lord use you and pray for them. He set you free from addiction. You know, you're a prime candidate to pray for somebody else. Amen? Addictions come in a whole lot of ways and a different means. God's good. Listen, we all need this. There's so many people suffering. 2/3 of our congregation need a healing touch of some sort. Sitting home and just accepting it, that don't cut it. Can I be that straight up? No, you want your situation to change, don't you? Then get out of that mode. Come and meet with God. God says, I will meet you according to my riches and glory. Place yourself. Notice the woman came to church. Jesus said this, more in the last days, people would forsake the assembling of themselves. All the more we should look, he's coming soon. We have to say, you know what, God, I'm going to get with God's people. And everything is perfect in your life, then pray for somebody else. Listen, sow in that direction, sow in that way, so you'll reap that. Hallelujah. When Jesus saw this woman, he had compassion on her. He'll have compassion on you and your family. Say amen. Well, here's the truth. I don't know how long that high priest was running that particular synagogue, but I can guarantee you some of the reasons why more healing wasn't done was because of that minister. I don't want to be that minister that holds back what God wants or only preaches part of the gospel. Does this make sense? No, I want the full gospel here. I want everything that God's promised us to walk in it. So sometimes we got to retrain even our own mind. No, God's able. He is able to do this. Lord, you're able to do this. You get a triple prayer growing. How many know that's some good faith? You're praying. People in the church are praying for you, and you're praying for one another. That need's going to be covered. Is that good? Say amen. I shared this with Jeff on Saturday. He told Jesus, hey, 6 days you ought to do the work of the Lord, not on the Sabbath. I'm here to tell you, it wouldn't matter what day, nothing, no healing's going on in that church. It doesn't matter. He was just cloaking that in the law. When we pray, listen to me. There's people who are suffering. The reasons why, there's situations. Let me read this to you. In Psalm 34, verse 4, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire of trials are going to try you as some strange thing. Listen, sometimes we're affected because we live in a sin-cursed world. Our bodies have been cursed also. So listen, we shouldn't go, well, I don't know why. Listen, sometimes it just happens. I asked the doctor about my cancer. I go, how did this happen? He goes, we have no clue how this happens in people's bodies. You could live this way, this way, this way, this way. It just happens. I can put it to the curse. Say amen. But greater is he that's in me than he that's where? How many of us, we have that reality. I love this. When we're cheerful, don't we sing songs? This lady, after she got healed, had a praise ceremony. I don't have any problem with that at all. I don't have people breaking. Oh, glory to God. I already have a party plan that's just a testimony party. Look what the Lord has done. As a church, we need to stand together with this. That means every one of us. We have extended families here that need a touch. Ron and I talked about this earlier, that I believe like he does, that as we're praying, we can pray for people that are not even here and God can heal them there. He can bring healing upon our families. Amen? I'm praying for my dad to get saved, his heart to continue to soften. I'm praying that where he's at, there God raise up a whole bunch of Holy Ghost ladies and men, they can speak to him. How much God can do it? He sent his word and healed. But notice it all came from people coming together and believing God. Yes, you can pray at home. That's your first portion. Then you're going to call, and then you're going to pray for one another. Is this too straight up? I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. When you're sick, listen to me, you need a touch. Why suffer alone in this situation? Get where God can move in that. He already heard you, but he wants to answer. Here's where it's a struggle, and one that I'm still learning. Unbelief, it doesn't mean that you don't believe in God. Okay? And it doesn't mean that you don't believe God can even touch. But unbelief is the place where you contemplate between two thoughts. Yes, I know he can. I don't know if he can. Yes, I know he can. I don't know if he can. Or it's greater than what you've experienced before and you battle with that. How many of those, that can come down? Lord, I want that to come. I want to be able to just totally believe. Just like a child, if you promised a child and you were faithful to meet the child's needs, I'll do that for you, I promise. And they go, okay. How many of us, when you break that promise is when the kid goes off? Some of you have had promises broken to you that were made by people. I understand that. But God doesn't break his promise. If he promised it to you, he will deliver it. He is not a man that he should lie. Are you hearing the word? Then you can go, God, I want to believe that. I want that same faith when it comes to other people. No, Lord, you said it. You can do it. God, flow through and touch. The problem is sometimes we become like a dam instead of a river. I got a river of life flowing out of me. So that private time that you have washes all that, cleanses that, removes, as it were, the debris in our lives. 10 hours of TV when you could spend an hour of prayer, which one will bring more power to you? True? Sometimes just vegging out doesn't really help our spiritual life. I know we all need to rest. I understand that. But sometimes vegging out just occupies you with other things. Today, prepare yourself. If there's a moment that you can spend a little time alone to pray, do that. Maybe the Lord will bring somebody to mind tonight for you to pray for. Be obedient to that. All I'm being tonight is obedient to the Holy Spirit. Is this good? Can we do it, church? How many will take that step? Amen. I didn't even scratch it. I got 2 pages done out of 16. Time flies. But we all can do this. If we lay hands on the sick, what happens to the sick? How many of you know that when you pray, you're going to recover? Hallelujah. You're going to recover. When the disciples learned from Jesus, didn't they do great things? Notice getting close to Jesus, you're allowed to do great things because you change. There's the key. You take his word, you follow his examples, and you step out in the faith that God's given you. Here's a truth. Before Jesus died and rose again, when he sent his disciples out, he said this to his disciples: I want you to go to city, stay out of these cities, go there, heal the sick, raise the dead, proclaim the gospel. And they did that. They were unregenerated man. They were not born again yet because he hadn't given himself. But yet they went to town healing and delivering people just by a spoken word in obedience. How much more being a child of God, being filled with the Holy Spirit, having the Great Commission upon us, that we should be able to do the same. After the resurrection, there was so much power that Peter, there was such an expectation. If I can just get my grandmother in the alleyway, the sun was casting a shadow. If just the shadow went over them, they were made healed. Notice the expectation. Even if somebody's weak in faith, you have the faith for them. If you have to cut a hole in the roof, now hopefully you can go through the door, but if you had to cut a hole in the roof and let somebody down because there were so many people in the house, then do that. Somebody have an expectation. Somebody encourage others. Is this good this morning? You're awful quiet. I'm so serious when it comes to this. The Lord wants to meet our needs. But if we won't take a step, what are we doing and what are we asking? He doesn't want the suffering either. What would you do for your own kids, honestly? What would you do for them? How many, like, I'd rather have that sickness than my kid have it? I know that's your heart. As a parent, I understand that. But how much more your Father in heaven? He didn't bring the sickness on. He didn't bring the disease on. We're the ones that walked in that. Adam and Eve blew it. Sin is passed on in every man. But he still has a remedy for that on this journey. Eventually, everyone who's been healed has passed away. But how many want to have a good journey while you're here? I want to have the confession Moses had, the confession Caleb had, the confession Joshua had. No, I'm older. I can still bend a bull of bronze. I still have the same strength when God called me X amount of years ago. I'm going to walk that way. Amen. I want it to be for all of us that we live strong all our life. When God's done to you, you close your eyes, he takes you home. If you've ever been a caretaker, you know exactly what it's like to deal with it. It's hard. You hate to see it in that situation, but God is able. I said, God is able. Church, will you be obedient? If everything's cool with you, bring somebody who needs a touch. You pray for them. You agree with them. You bring somebody, come with them to the altar. We'll stand in faith with you. I can't do any more than that, church. I want you to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. You do what God's called you to do. If we're obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. Amen? I don't want people suffering any longer. I want them whole. I want them to run and leap and praise the God. Now, no miracle keeps you in the kingdom of God. If that was the case, no one would have backslid when they came out of Egypt, because there was miracle upon miracle every day. There was a pillar of fire and there was a cloud every day. Manna came every day. God came down to on the tabernacle. They saw visible miracles. How about this one? All the enemies of Egypt were swallowed up in the water. How many think that would be? That'd be enough. Cool. How about that rock that followed him, strike the rock, and water came out in the desert? Come on, miracle upon miracle. How much more we have a better covenant of promises than they had in the old covenant? We need to activate that word, true? I need more of the word to begin to wash this out. Lord, I'm going to get more of that word to wash that out. Old thinking. I can't have old thinking and biblical thinking working. Wash that out. Wash that out. Amen? I want to think biblically in this situation. The heart of God to and be moved with compassion. That's what Jesus did. And he got results. How many want to get those results too? Anybody? That church was not the same. Hopefully they kicked that high priest out, but it doesn't say. But I never want to be a priest of the home that holds back the power of God. Woe unto any minister who preaches the gospel but only uses vain philosophy. You have great swelling words, but you deny the power. I don't want to be that person. Amen? I haven't arrived yet in this area, but bless God, I want to continue to grow. Some people get upset when I say that. Then if you got it all down, then make sure you're praying for people too. I'm being honest. But Lord, I got hands to lay hands on the sick. I'm going to follow the biblical example, God, and look for biblical results. You with me, church? How many will pray? I know some of you have obligations tonight. Can you seek the Lord this afternoon for somebody if you can't make it? Can you call them forth? Amen? I want to see people get up. Amen? A couple weeks ago, Dawn, your elbow, correct? Her elbow got healed. I want it to be such things that for some it's so, like, I don't feel that anymore. How many of the Lord can just do that without even a pain? Yes or no? I had that in my legs the other day, just serious muscle pain. I asked for people to pray for me, you know what? The next day, I was totally cool. And the day before, it hurt so bad I could barely get up. Lord, you're good. Hallelujah. You are good. If he can raise the dead, he can meet your needs. Amen. Father, thank you for this time. Lord, we call forth your healing virtue in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know countless individuals who need a touch. Countless individuals that are holding on. Countless individuals are like this woman that she's been dealing with an infirmity for years. But God, the time is irrelevant. We got to get them to you because you're the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, I make no apologies for your power. God, rain down upon your people. Now I want you to begin to think as we close here in service. Maybe there's somebody that you know that needs a touch. Speak over them. Maybe it's a family member or a friend or a child. Begin to speak over them. God, bring the healing virtue. Father, release, Lord God, a torrent of your Holy Ghost. Lord, in our own hearts and minds, Lord, we don't want that battle to rage, whether you can or you can't, or the need is too great, or I don't know if he'll do it. Lord, let us put aside everything and just biblically trust you like a father. We come to you like children, and then we ask. And Lord, your response is what, Lord? We'll hold on to your response. For this woman, be loosed. Congregation, be loosed from your infirmities in Jesus' name. Every sickness and disease, go. Every ailment, to be whole. In the name of Jesus. Lord, those outside this fellowship, Lord, those that are struggling, bring a healing touch today. Lord, like you raised this woman up, you can raise us up too. Father, pour out your spirit like never before. Lord, let us not have preconceived ideas or strongholds that hold it back. But God, believe your word. Lord, you said for us to pray, to call for the elders to pray, and to pray for one another. Lord, let us be biblical in our response, that truly you will raise up the sick. Hallelujah. If we've committed sins, they will be forgiven. You'll touch the total man. Now your blessing on this congregation. Go with them in strength and power and prepare us for more. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for your time this morning. God bless you. Have a great afternoon. Please be spiritually minded tonight. If you're able to come, 6 o'clock right here, we'll believe the Lord for great things.